This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is What's On Your Mind. My name is Scott Hillen. Glad to have you along. We call it What's On Your Mind because we want to know. And we're going to spend some time in the first half of this hour talking with Michelle Comer. Got a couple calls that are waiting to get in. We'll get you in quickly here, and then we'll get to Michelle. The call I had with the gentleman from Wolf Lake, Minnesota. We did finish the conversation off the air, and we'll get to that on the back half of the hour. Remind me to do that, guys. As well as a discussion about AOC. Did you see what she did?
Oh.
She continues to not disappoint. And this is where the guy Wolf, like, I don't doubt there are people that want to do what he suggested. We do. You know, what he suggested is happening right now. People like AOC. She texted or tweeted, rather, a post saying she loves to see the collapse of the U.S. oil market and the loss of jobs. She loves to see it. Now, how do you have any more credibility in anything when you say something like that?
Well, everybody just needs to get an electric car tomorrow.
Get
the electric car.
If glass melted and the solar industry went south, would there be a little part of me that would say, good, I don't have to look at those, you know, big, vast, reflecting mirrors on the landscape, yes. But I would not say, oh, I'm glad that industry's gone. I'm glad that they lost the jobs. That's great. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have some good analysis on this oil situation, so stay tuned for that coming up in just a moment. Michelle Comer from the Department of Commerce, after we check quickly with Jamie and Bismarck here first. Thanks for waiting, Jamie. What's on your mind?
No problem. Kind of on the lines of your last guy, I'm not quite that far into it, but, you know, as far as how contagious this is and what do we got now in North Dakota, not even 700 people in 3 months that are infected with this, and how many people are dead, 10 or 12 or something. You know, I'm not working right now, and I go to Menards and Walmart and the stores around Bismarck. I tell you what, they're full of people, and if this thing was as contagious as most of these people are screaming about, why isn't there a big outbreak at these places, Scott? Because I'm going to go to Menards here when I'm done talking to you, and I guarantee you, the same people were working there today that were working last week, and they don't have it, and most of them aren't even wearing a mask.
We don't have time for a medical debate right now, Jamie, but I would tell you that, the governor tells a story about a funeral in Alberta. That turned into, you know, a whole town having it, right? Smithfield having it. So there's some people that can, but obviously there's some people that have had it, too. And so they're no longer, if you're maybe standing next to people that had it, maybe you had it. My wife thinks she had it. We don't know that yet. We've not tested enough people. We've just seen what happened in other places with the very same bug that is here. So, you know, I'm with you. Let's go. But it is what it is now. We are where we are.
Yeah, I agree with you, but listen. Burgum needs to come out and say this, because if
what do you want him to say?
Let me tell you one thing, and I'll tell you what I want to say. Ron Ness was on Scott Bachmeier's show Saturday. He said he's on the board at Stanford, and he said only 15% of the people who actually get this virus have symptoms. But if you listen to Burgum when he's talking, or any other politician, they act like if you get this, it's a death sentence, when in fact, your chances of dying from it are slim and none. I want him to come out and say, listen, we're going to open up. There's going to be some people that get sick. Some people are going to die. I'm sorry. I'm the leader of this state. I need to make tough decisions, but we need to open everything up and get this state rolling again.
Well, he said that, Jamie. I mean, the executive orders were extended for just 10 days till April 30. That's what we're going to talk about with Michelle. So, you know, he's saying that. He's also saying going forward you'll have to be cautious about at-risk patients. You know, I get a kick out of this. People talking about the state's closed down. How is the state closed down? Michelle Comer, in a moment, will give us a list of businesses that right now are asked not to operate. because of health concerns there. But it's a small list. It's gyms and personal care and bars and restaurants. Everything else is open, can be open. Fred, real quick, I can't let Michelle wait much longer. Go ahead, you're next.
Well, thank you for getting me in, this Fred. And I we spent our anniversary this year at Menards, so that was a good place to be. At least that was open. anyway, the lady from Montana, they called about the mutations. We have to rethink that. Mutations are not what happens. That stuff is genetically. This is what we're fighting here is a genetically immense pool of genetics that comes through this, and there's only one way to fight it, and that's something that's given to us directly from God. He gave us our immune system. When you're home with your children during the school shutdown and all this stuff that's not going on, teach them about how God gave us this immune system. And how it is the only thing that ultimately we will have to keep us alive. If we didn't have it, a common cold could kill us.
Nobody, I don't think, in any medical position is going to argue with anything you just said there, Fred. Now, the challenge is some people don't have a very good immune system. And they happen to be a lot of grandmas and a lot of grandpas. And a lot of aunts and uncles. And sisters and brothers to people who love them very much. So if the argument is, let the rest of us just do what we do, which, by the way, if they'd have done that in 1918, where they see the places that did do social distancing and then those that didn't, the difference between the two, you're basically saying those lives don't matter. They're going to die anyway. They're going to die 3-4 years from now anyway. I just don't think that's us. I don't think that's America. I really don't. On the other hand, it's time to open up, which is why we welcome to the program Michelle Comer, Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Commerce. Welcome back, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Glad that we've circled April 30th on the calendar right now, and we've been having a little fun with the countdown today, that we're only 10 days away from getting things back. I know that's going to depend a lot on your team of the Department of Commerce, working with the folks that are on those executive order lists. The proportion of overall businesses in North Dakota, it's not a huge percentage, but tell us who is impacted by these right now.
Sure. Yep. It was Executive Order 2020-6.3 that went into effect on March 20th, which is a date that if you're one of these businesses, you remember very well. And it would have included the medical spas, the cosmetology organizations like salons and estheticians and manicurists and barbers, tanning salons, and then, of course, restaurants and bars, massage therapists, tattoo artists, and then health clubs and rec facilities and music venues were those that were affected by that executive order.
One thing I want to ask you, and I know that you didn't write that executive order, you're helping to make sure those folks covered by it can reopen in a way that would allow the executive order to be lifted. But some people say, well, if I can go to if I can go to Scheels and check out at Scheels with a hat, why can't I have my hair cut by somebody? They're just as close as they're both similar in their proximity to me as a individual.
Yep, sure. We've heard those questions, Scott. And I think, for the organizations and the businesses that are still operating, which, as you pointed out a moment ago, are most of the businesses in North Dakota, we're still asking people to exercise personal accountability and to social distance and to minimize contact and to employ good hygiene. And we know those analogies can be drawn, but the organizations and the businesses that were specifically named in the executive order, by their very nature, require close personal contact. And so, like you pointed out, I mean, what we're working on at the Department of Commerce is not necessarily the how, because we're going to defer to our experts at the Department of Health for that information. But we are working really hard on what that will look like. And so once we have the green light from a health and infection control perspective, we are, as we speak, quite literally working with these organizations through their associations, if they have associations, and if not, through working groups that have been established with professionals and leaders in those industries to work together to facilitate the answer to what will it look like when we reopen? What will our protocols be? And I think it's a situation, Scott, where none of us want to be here, but we really all do want the same thing when it comes to reopening safely and controlling the spread of infection and inspiring customer confidence and, you know, coming back to a place where we are seeing economic activity, because in the end, that's really part of the cure too, if you will.
Michelle Comer's with us from the Department of Commerce. If you have a question or comment for her specific to anything related to this interaction they're doing, they're also, by the way, doing a great job of helping every business in North Dakota have a one-stop shop for knowing what different programs are available for them, Paycheck Protection Act, or these low-interest loans and other things that the federal government has approved as well, and some things unique to North Dakota. So I encourage folks to check out that website. But if you have a question on any of these, you can give Michelle a call at 701-271-1100. When we come back, I want to talk about just sort of what this looks like, how this process works. If I'm, you know, Scott's Bar and Grill, and I want to get going, you know, do I write up a plan and then say, is this okay to your team at Commerce? I want to talk a little bit about the process and how folks can get going when we continue on What's On Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof.
Is there a countdown theme somewhere in this?
You wish your tired feet were fired.
No, not really. No? It's a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song. I agree. Yeah, you'd be free to go down by the boardwalk and get a haircut, I guess.
You can tie that all in.
On the 30th. There you go. Although we don't have a boardwalk. Do we have a boardwalk? I don't know. Is there a North Dakota boardwalk anymore? Like the Atlantic City thing?
Well, you're on the iHeart app, so you may have listeners in Jersey and stuff. So.
There you go. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. You've heard of that Be the Buffalo thing, right? Well, what do you think after that yesterday May futures price on the price of oil? Do you think... If you're in the oil industry, you need to be the buffalo? I think so. The buffalo goes into the storm, and there's a whole industry going into the storm. Guess what? They've been there, done that, Oasis Petroleum. They have. They've been there. But most importantly, they appreciate it about North Dakotans. They appreciate it about their workforce. They appreciate it about the people here. And you can call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline 24/7 to tell us about somebody who is really demonstrating that North Dakota Be the Buffalo spirit. Or just to tell us what's on your mind. Back with Michelle Comer, North Dakota Department of Commerce. Some questions coming in, but first, just walk me through quickly. Scott's Bar and Grill, I want to reopen. I want to do it absolutely as soon as I can. I can't right now because I'm under this executive order until the 30th of April. How do I get open?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Scott, I want to take you a few steps back, and then I will answer that directly. But I think the context is important. So over the past month, 6 weeks, the Department of Commerce, along with everyone else, has been working at this breakneck pace, spending those first, 5 weeks in March, getting educated on the federal resources that are available to our sister businesses and getting ahead of the other states in that process. And I'm sure you've heard this, but we got great results. We know there continues to be a need for financial support, particularly for small businesses, and we're hopeful that Congress refunds that as early as today or tomorrow. But North Dakota was number one in getting its share of the pie when it came to the Paycheck Protection Program. The number of loans made per capita per small business. And to me, that was such a demonstration of what North Dakota can do when we come together and support each other and try to get some hard work done. So that's what the Commerce Department was really focused on for about 5 weeks. And I think that was time well spent. Well, last week, to your question, we've now pivoted to, from a business perspective, not the health perspective, but from a business perspective, what could it look like to be ready when the time is right, as determined by our health professionals, to reopen? And so late last week, we began reaching out to the associations that represented the businesses that were affected by the executive order. And for the most part, they are represented by associations, which is a great place to look when you want to have a common voice that represents a business or an industry. And where we didn't have associations representing the businesses, we just began using our networks at the Department of Commerce. That's what we do. We have Main Street networks. We have economic development networks. We have regional and local networks that can connect us to leaders in these various industries. And so throughout Thursday and Friday and the weekend, we've been reaching out and forming these work groups. And here's another great North Dakota story. We're reaching out and saying, hey, do you want to be a citizen volunteer to speak for your industry, not just your shop, but your industry, recognizing that there are a lot of variations when it comes to restaurants and bars and tanning salons? And do you want to spend a whole bunch of time next week working on this for North Dakota? And everybody, Scott, said yes. And so now we have groups of about 8 people per each business type that's closed because of the executive order. They began to meet 23 minutes ago, and they're going to be working through what does a reopening protocol look like, a protocol that acknowledges that we will be in a new normal and that we have the common interest of wanting to control infection but also reopen in a way that inspires consumer confidence, because people probably, Scott, aren't just going to rush out of their houses immediately. We know we need to do some work, and we know that a lot of what happens from a consumer behavior perspective is going to depend on how well we manage the infections. And so with all of that in mind, throughout this week, these work groups are going to be working to develop these recommendations. And those will be sent to the Department of Health to be engaged in that process, because you have to put those two pieces of the puzzle together so that we can say by the end of the week, we have some really good plans for safety protocols to be able to reopen these businesses if the conditions are right.
Tony and Mandan, question for Michelle Comer. What's on your mind, Tony? Go ahead.
Are you there?
Hi, Tony.
We got you. Go.
I can hear you.
My wife owns a hair salon. Well, she doesn't own a hair salon. She has a booth rental here in Bismarck. And she was obviously one of the ones that was forced to close her business. Well, she's jumped through all the hoops with job service and everything she needs to do. But I'm just wondering what the state is going to do to compensate those people for, like, the rent that they had to pay for last month. And basically that's it, because as of right now, they're telling her they're waiting on the federal government. And to me, this is something that the state should be compensating them for, because the state forced them to close their business.
Sure. That's a great question, Tony. And in some ways, it's better suited for my colleague, Brian Klitzel, who's the executive director of Job Service North Dakota, but I can speak to that a little bit. And your example with your wife is one that we have heard a lot about, because that industry is one that is obviously directly affected. And so those individuals who in that case would probably be characterized as an independent contractor are eligible for unemployment insurance. However, it's my understanding that at Job Service, we don't have that provision implemented, that we're waiting for direction by the federal Department of Labor. But once that's implemented, all of that will be backdated. So your wife and all the other people that are affected similarly will receive unemployment insurance payments, considering, you know, providing that they're eligible, dating back to when they were affected. And the direct payments, the direct stimulus payments, you know, we are hopeful and have heard that we've got millions and millions of those already executed, and that through the federal government, of course, and that people that have had direct deposit information on file would have mostly received those payments by now. So I have to acknowledge that, you know, we have heard that just lapse in time between when the executive order went into effect and when the financial support has been available has been painful. And that is absolutely regretful. And, you know, we're working on determining where there are gaps. But that's what I know today, Tony, of what financial assistance would be available to people that are situated as your wife is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Good luck. I know it's no fun waiting, and there's been a fair amount of waiting. In fact, the first round of the PPP program and the dollars went out in a record amount of time, and now everybody's been waiting for it to be replenished. And now my understanding is the demand has built up to a point where they expect it to last 2 days once it gets reauthorized, and it isn't even reauthorized yet. But some of those rule changes will at least hopefully get done in the meantime, so you have a shot at some of those funds that are there. But again, North Dakota Department of Commerce, a good one-stop shop on all that. Connect you with unemployment, connect you with the programs that are available. All right, a few more minutes with Michelle. When we come back, we're going to talk about those that are not covered under executive orders in the way of what happens there. And more. Stay tuned.
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947. An equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Generally, they're political foes, but shortly, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is going to be a guest in the Oval Office with Republican President Trump. The two are going to get together to discuss the coronavirus, the president making the announcement yesterday at the coronavirus briefing.
They're getting it together in New York. A lot of good things are happening in New York, and I think the governor's coming to the Oval Office. Andrew is going to be coming in with some of his people, so we look forward to that.
Another Cuomo in the news. The governor's brother, Chris Cuomo, has finally emerged from his basement after a battle with coronavirus. After spending weeks quarantined there in his basement, the CNN host documented the moment in a video on Instagram yesterday, noting that he had been cleared to come out by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Whatever area interests you, business, counseling, healthcare, education, the University of Mary has online certificate and credential programs that will help you achieve your goals. Here's something I've tried to do. I haven't done it real well, but I've tried to do a few things that I say, what do I never get to? That, you know, maybe your errand time that you're running around or just things that are your routine is disrupted. What do you do a little bit different? For me, it was read as many Fulton Sheen books as possible because I just absolutely love Fulton Sheen. Love him. Fulton J. Sheen. You want some books? Get his books. He was a TV star before Milton Berle or any of them. But that's me. But whatever it is you seek to do, if it's to say, I'm going to use whatever downtime I have to be more productive, come out of this better, certainly getting started on an online certificate or credential program at the University of Mary would help you achieve your goals. Because that learning is an accomplishment that nothing can take away. They get that at the University of Mary. For more, find out how in every circumstance you can take positive action with the University of Mary, online.umary.edu/certificates. If you tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind, they'll waive the application fee. All right, back with more with Michelle Comer. What about banks, says the texter. Banks are closed, but they're not part of the orders you mentioned.
Sure. You know, we've been hearing a lot of questions like that, Scott, and there are a lot of organizations that have taken it upon themselves to close. And, again, not by executive order. There are some banks that remain open, some that have chosen to close their lobbies and leave their drive-thrus open. But those were decisions made by those institutions.
Do you have advice for them in this? I mean, texter just said, hey, I realize not everybody's covered by executive orders, but when the governor every day is talking about a disease on, you know, in a press conference, and it's not exactly going to cause somebody to want to rush to open kind of thing. So what advice would you have for people not covered?
You know, I think the advice that the governor's been giving for many, many weeks, which is to practice the CDC guidelines, which are, you know, the personal hygiene practices where you're in an environment where you can stay 6 feet away from one another. You should absolutely do that if you can use PPE and offer that to your clientele. to implement the practices of having, you know, hand sanitizer upon entrance to an organization and upon exit. It really takes all of us working together, customers, businesses, and then personal accountability and individual decision making. And that's what we've really been trying to respect as an administration, while cautioning people to understand this disease and how it infects people as well as we possibly can.
You know, that that makes sense. So going forward, how do people be part of this process? You talked about the working groups coming up with some best practices so people can, you know, be part of that effort and be part of the solution. What would you suggest next?
Sure. Well, we're an organization is represented by an association, which is most of the businesses that are affected by executive order. As with any time that you want to influence industry policies, we are recommending that you contact your association. And as we're meeting with these working groups that have been established, you know, we're saying to them, you know, what you're signing up for is being representative of your industry, not just your barbershop or your tattoo parlor. So there's the association representation, and then we are continually getting feedback either to the governor's office or to, you know, our general mailbox at Commerce. And in fact, Scott, I think you forwarded us a few, and as a result of some of that information, one of the letters that you sent us resulted in that individual being on one of these work groups because he happened to be the owner of a fitness facility and had taken it upon himself to provide the governor's office with some feedback about how to safely open a fitness facility, at least to personal training clients. And he'd just done an exceptional and thoughtful job of thinking that through. And it's such a great example of, you know, the approach we're taking is that in most other states, I think that we could agree that the state will be deciding how you will reopen and what your requirements will be. And we are trying really hard to have the people that are closest to the work advising and recommending as to what that looks like so that we don't end up with some one-size-fits-all non-solution. And I think that's something that when we're on the other side of this, we'll be proud of too. But again, to answer your question, I would say contact your association and, you know, if you have specific, you know, have you thought of this type of questions, certainly free to send those to the governor's office or the Commerce Department. But knowing that we do have a very diverse group representing each one of these business types and industries that's sitting down thinking about these things this week. And while I wish, you know, if we got thousands and thousands of comments, we just certainly wouldn't be able to factor in and respond to every single one of them. So on some level, to trust the process and that we have very diverse work groups set up to consider the as many viewpoints as possible. You know, if it's a restaurant, we have representatives who own large chains that are national, and we have a representative who represents, you know, Paula's Cafe in small town North Dakota, which is, you know, so important to many of those communities. But yeah, so that's what I would recommend, Scott.
Question for you related to the executive order. Right now they cover through the 30th of April on the businesses you mentioned. Do you anticipate, Michelle, that that date sticks, that as long as they have a plan in place, they'll be able to reopen May 1, not under executive order?
You know, that's a question that I have to defer to my colleagues on the health side of things. There are a lot of conditions precedent, so to speak, such as, you know, what is our testing capacity and how confident do we feel in our contact tracing infrastructure and our ability to quarantine and protect our vulnerable populations? And those are considerations that I respectfully rely on our counterparts in the Department of Health to guide us toward. Our job at the Department of Commerce is to be ready when we get the green light, and that is what we are working on with these businesses that are affected throughout this week.
Someone also has asked me to ask you about movie theaters. Are they not covered under this, and when do you anticipate they reopen?
Yeah, that's a great question. So as that caller pointed out, there are four business types that are affected by the executive order that we are not working with this week. Those are the movie theaters, the rec facilities, the athletic facilities, and then the music venues. And the reason that we're not working with them this week is because by their very nature, they are places of congregation. And we wanted to first focus on the businesses that are not. And so I don't have an answer to, you know, the when. We're working on the how. But I can say that those organizations, those business types, will be our next focus at the Department of Commerce to have the discussions about how.
All right. Let me give you a couple of calls here while they're waiting before we let you go. Jim and Mandan, you're up with Michelle Comer. Go ahead.
Yes, Michelle. Jim Mellon from Midway Lanes out on the strip in Mandan. We have a 52-lane bowling center, falls underneath the recreation, I assume, because we have a gathering of people. I'm just wondering if there's been any provision or thought process on how the businessman is going to replace all the tremendous loss we've had in finances. We operate, you know, 12 months out of the year, 4 months are seasonal. We closed down in the middle of March. We've been down since that. Absolutely no income in and nothing but money going out. Our facility's out a little over $300,000 already, with no provision for the business interruption to take place to help us out. They denied it because they said it's a virus, but the government shut us down. So what we're wondering is there going to be any consideration for financial help for the businessman that's been without income, like we are and quite a few of our other bowling centers in the state? Is there going to be any consideration of some help there, whether it's in a loan form or just direct, replacement of funds lost?
Well, hi, Jim. First of all, thanks for the call. And, you know, when I hear questions like yours, the first feeling that strikes me is just the impulse to say I'm sorry, because you're important to your community and your business is important to your community. And what we're going through right now is something that, we'll remember it forever, and we'll also remember how we get through it. So I'm sorry, and thanks for the call. In response to your question, your organization would be one where, if you've not already or did not, would definitely want to consider understanding these federal resources. We spent the last 5 weeks educating businesses through weekly business briefings about the economic injury disaster loan and the Paycheck Protection Program, two different federal support options both in the form of a loan initially, one with a forgivable loan. And as Scott said earlier in the program, the funding has been exhausted for both those programs at this point in time. The Congress is actively considering refunding those programs because there is such a significant demand. And at the Department of Commerce, we've been tried to be quite clear that we cannot give financial advice. We couldn't advise you which one or both of those paths would work for you, but we can help explain the pros and cons and the program specifics so that you can make that decision and with your financial advisor. And I would say that, you know, that we all need to be watching whether Congress reauthorizes funding for the PPP. And just like we were ready for the initial opening of that program and we acted swiftly, we need to be ready again. And so that's something that I would recommend to you to understand for your organization, because it could be a benefit to you. And again, that's federal money that's been made available through the CARES Act, the over $2 trillion that has been provided to help businesses like yours work through this disruption.
Well, we're taking advantage of the PPP. We did get signed up for that, and it's been okayed. So we're not concerned that our
company's
going to be take care of that. But the biggest problem we're having, we got about 40 bowling centers in the state that are following the rules of closure, and they've exhausted all their available operating money. But we're still fine yet. We're putting in personal money right now to tail it up. But there's got to be some kind of, our business interruption is gone. They said they're not going to honor it. I've got letters in to Senator Hovind and stuff like that. He's looking into it. But I was wondering if there's anything on the state level And one last quick question, the reopening. Are we falling in the category of the movie theaters that was due diligence and consideration of being safe?
So, Jim, I'm going to ask you to hang on for your answer after the break, and we will get that for you. Coming up on What's On Your Mind. Busy show today. A lot going on. More coming up.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's On Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's On Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Picture paints a thousand words, it's true, but it's still not enough.
GMC.com. Deep breath. We're going to get through this and committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers. And you, they are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they've taken extra precautions of both sales and service to help you keep safe. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. Shop, click, drive at SchwanBuickGMC.com. They'll even come right to you. 0% APR for 84 months, 120-day deferred payments with approved credit, too. If your vehicle needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options as well. Family-owned, community-driven. We care. We're here to help. We'll get through this together. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
All right, Jim and Mandan got an answer on the question of what he was asking about before the break. We asked him to hang on. Are you able to play just the answer for that? That'd be great. And then we'll go to Troy Coons.
Yep. And so Jim's bowling alley, the 52-lane bowling alley, would be in the category of a recreational facility. And so, yes, closed by the executive order. And among that next group that the doctor is going to be reaching out to have discussions about those safe reopening protocols. And Jim may not know it, but he just signed up to receive a phone call from the Department of Commerce to be part of that conversation.
There you go. All right. Well, get ready for that, Jim.
I love it. That's
Jim, there you go. That's what happens when you have a legendary business. And you call and ask a question. You get put to work to be part of the solution. So that's good news. And I look forward to the first. Have you ever bowled there, Todd? Have you ever been out there?
I definitely have. Absolutely.
All right. Well, good. I'll go with Todd then. Yeah, I'll go out there with Todd. I'll love every minute of it. Yeah, that'd be beautiful. Troy Coons, we're not able to track down here from CNC. She's going to talk a little bit about how things are looking right now. All right. And a little seat type action and all of that. I want to remind you tonight, Senator John Hoeven will be on with us tonight, 8 o'clock. Myself, Scott Bachmeier, Todd Mitchell will be here for a talk radio town hall for farmers and ranchers. So tune in, call in. That's live tonight at 8 o'clock. Or you can get it in early on the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. We did find Troy from CNC Farms, CNC Seeds. Troy, how are you, sir?
All right. I wasn't trying to hide.
You weren't? No, I know how that goes. It just never ends. It never ends.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a lot going on right now, obviously, with everybody. How are you doing? What's your thought process these days in the middle of this?
Well, I guess, spring planting is here if you're a farmer or a rancher putting in forages or grain crops. And we have such a short window to do our planting. You know, you might have 5 weeks, but really there's a sweet spot of a couple week, so a lot of pressure, and I wanted to mention to folks, I learned something. It's called frozen syndrome with the virus, the economy, the weather, all of the marketing things happen. Our minds kind of become frozen in planning and decision-making, and if you're aware of this, you can help yourself and others, you know, kind of break out of that. You know, you're worrying about all these other things, and it slows down your thought process. You know, it makes things very hard to be clear and concise on, and for us now, we've got to be, so just be aware of it. Reach out to others so you can kind of work your way through it and help others. Be thoughtful and kind. It'll help you and your friends and family. I guess it's something that I learned that, you know, I sensed it in a lot of people, and doing a little more research, you know, it's kind of like a syndrome that people are going through right now.
Yeah, and you can spot it. You can definitely spot it when somebody's having a tough day. So I think that's good advice. What's the hot seed type so far today? Anything kind of rising to the top?
Well, today I guess we just had a truck heading for South Dakota with some forage peas and some oats leaving, some green peas. It looks like potential for probably a little better prices hopefully by next year, and some pulse crops because they're a staple kind of food for a lot of the world that are getting used up. We have a great GT-17009 and NDSU soybean for the northern half and the western part of the state that ranks right with the best seeds out there, and it's about half price. A great, 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 great bean. Otherwise, you know, we've got our oats, our flaxes, millets, durums, wheat, barleys, forage barleys, everything you could think of, alfalfa grass mixes. We try to do it all, and we generally have everything ready so you can pick up the same day or the next day. I think this is going to be a year where decisions are going to get made on the on the fly a little bit just because of the economy, the weather, and how the fields are. So some people are going to want to call and be able to head right over and pick things up, and that's one of our specialties we try to help people with, being ready to react right away for them.
Well, you do it, and you do it well. It's ccseedfarm.com. If you want more information, CNC Farms, they're registered, they're certified, they're family-owned. They're in Donnybrook, North Dakota, been around since 1906, so providing the grain and seed needs for over 100 years. How about that? And go big or go home is what we like to say. They even have those 2,000-pound totes, or you can buy by the bulk truckload, and, of course, delivery always available, too. Call them at 701-482-7865. Great variety of seed available right there on their website as well. Thanks a bunch, Troy. Take care.
Take care, everyone out there.
You as well. Be well. Be well. Take care. Exactly. All right, friends, we're out of time. We did have a conversation with Michelle Comer off the air related to her reaction on being cleared on this Department of Audit criminal charge related to some bookkeeping errors at the Department of Commerce. And we will have that on our social media. And we'll see you tonight, 8 o'clock, Senator Hoban.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms. 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Land and equipment auctions are what we do at Pfeiffer's. Our team of auctioneers, marketing staff, and real estate agents are the best in their profession. Nobody gets better results. Pfeiffer's April equipment and land auctions feature newer model farm equipment and trucks. The land? Well, it is land you will want to own. During the next few weeks, most of these notable equipment and land auctions are being offered online. View all equipment and land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.